does it. Oh, cool.
Okay, I believe we should be back. Apologies for that. Bit of stormy weather in Glasgow. It's actually my side that dropped for once. Yeah, Parley's, we're back. Okay, yeah. Apologies for that, but Daniel just told me something super interesting that I can't repeat. Right. Not.
I had thought maybe I'd DDoS this just because I was leaking too much.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to say on what you were talking about, compared to like when we were doing these last year, I think the overall feel of the month of the event is, yeah, it's just a much better feeling. You get something in the middle for like 10 days, probably something that you missed on a few months back, 6 months ago or whatever, yep. comes back as yep. a mini event, chuck other things in there. Yeah, it definitely feels better than this time last year, for sure.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I would say that the general vibe is that for sure. You can typically tell once people have started to get through or obtain the content, there's sort of lulls a little bit. And now those lulls tend to line up with there's a new thing to go for. It's fantastic. And like I said, Other Realms around the corner, that's just another thing to occupy people.
25th, is that right?
I think it was the 25th. I'll just go look for confirmation. 23rd. But
yeah, Tuesday, my time anyway.
Is it?
I think that's that's when it starts for me. For you, it'll be It'll be the Wednesday. Most of the
Yeah, 24th. Yeah, okay, yeah. Because that's how time works. Never mind. You're right.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. So Other Realms finally coming.
So is this it? Is this it going live? Everything's sorted. We're all going to get our rewards within 10 minutes on the event finishing. We're all going to get loads of ornates, 1,000 berserk mushrooms, etc. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, please. Exactly. No, I think like this one is still one that will need to be manually triggered and monitored, but it's not like the previous ones. Like the last one was pretty smooth.
Oh, the last one was way better than the first one I did. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that it'll just get iteratively better. Cool. And the ultimate goal is that we won't need somebody sitting there monitoring stuff. I think one man in particular loses a whole 24 hours during that time. This one I assume would be he does a lot for us. But I think that this one is something that we should expect to be closer to what it should be going forward. And I believe that we'll be hitting that 15-day routine from there. So originally it was sort of slated for more frequently at 8 days.
Yeah.
And then we've just sort of been monitoring not just feedback but activity and a lot of things. And that was going to be a little bit too frequent. Between the event frequency and doing those essentially once a week, right, it has a little bit of inherent risk that it'll burn people out or might even accelerate people a little bit too quickly that they're not engaged in a game long term. We made that announcement a little bit back that we'd change it to a 15-day cadence, and that was actually received really positively. It was surprising how many people sort of gave the feedback of, thank God, I was really dreading the FOMO for 8 days, you know, that I would go out one weekend and miss out on a thing was too much for me to bear.
I think it's always difficult to change something like that when you've already been saying that it's going to be every 8 days. You know, people were prepared for every 8 days. I think initially I was probably on the side of, oh, why are they making it every 15 days? I wanted to do it every 8 days. But probably within 10 minutes, you realize, okay, actually, I'm going to spend a few hours raiding. You know, on top of normal raids, on top of event raids, top of world raids, whatever you're doing, every 2 weeks feels probably better, you know. in the overall or in a career.
Yeah. Imagine if four times this month you had to put aside a day that you were meant to be doing those dragons and you couldn't because you had to do this thing or you told yourself you had to. You don't really have to, right? But,
illusion of choice.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that the 15 days should land a bit better, especially if we've got content that there's enough content that people are really engaged in doing other stuff. But yeah, just becoming a rating simulator every week would be a little bit too much potentially. So yeah, that one, I'm very excited about it. The reality is that we can't get too upset about the lower frequency if we have not had a frequency at all to start with, I guess. So it will be better than nothing and we're not above change. But yes, I was a little bit getting even more grays when we were going to change it to 15 days. But it landed okay.
What about the followers this month? Have you used any of them with your Beowulf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used it with Gilgamesh a lot at the start.
Which one?
Because I was playing around with Urnish. Yeah. So I've got an axe of Gilgamesh filled with blackened eyes for the act rate.
Okay.
And I was playing around with it because of the Divine Bastion and then the Blights using... I was trying it with a Holy Book for a little bit. And then I put, I think... Dark on my axe just to use it with Spike Shield. I think that's what I did.
Why did you do that? But
that's one of its blights, right? It's got Holy and Dark Blight.
Right, okay. I see.
Garanish, yeah, yeah. So just playing around with that, but the main thing was the Divine Bastion. It's cool. There's a few Divine Bastion followers now, right? That's all of a sudden they're kind of interesting.
Out of nowhere. Sorry. They got a couple of choices.
Yeah, I know. Divine Bastion, yeah. I know. Super cool.
Did you add the new followers?
I added the follower changes. I didn't actually call out what the followers were. So that's one of the things. I think the stream is periodically pausing for me. I don't know if it is for others. So apologies if that's happening a bit to anyone. But the Divine Bastion playing around with Gilgamesh, it's kind of cool because you can nearly cause it to proc with this change to the follower AI, which was another one of changes that happened recently. What's sort of been dubbed the smart AI, if you like. So followers will try to find the skill that makes the most sense in some situations, and Divine Bastion's one of those ones where if your ward's getting super low, so if you keep Spike Shielding past your 50% threshold, closer to around that 30%. Range, you can get a DB proc, which will actually get your ward back quicker than if you were to DB yourself, and then you can just go straight back into casting Deific Channel again, and your ward should be close to full, and then you can start Spike Shielding again. So it's a good bit of fun.
Imagine this guy was around last year when Gilga was still top of the pile.
It's so funny. Gilgamesh was reigning supreme, and it would have been maybe a little bit too much because the whole way that Spike Shield worked to get through defenses. Could you imagine Spike Shield with other realms? It would have been fun, but with other realms, if you're, 90 million in and still doing the exact same amount of damage because the defense calculation was a little bit different, it might have been a little bit much.
Well, apparently good stuff is coming for Gilgamesh. That's what I read from your man yesterday.
I also read that and I am very excited. I mean, I want people to know, I should probably say, and I think some people do understand that this is the case and other people might feel a little bit less heard, but I spend hours every single day reading and regurgitating to the team, and that's just me. This is one person. There's other people that are also reading stuff. When there's concerns around, and has the stream paused? Oh, there we go. The concerns around a class or balance or anything like that, the team is almost always aware. If it's getting talked about, we're watching, we're reading, and we're trying to get ahead of it. That's why you see things change. It's not a change that happened with one day's decision, okay, we've got to change a thing. It's usually months worth of looking at things and working out what's going to work well. Like might be some decent amount of time, like a 3, 4, 5, 6 months worth of looking at things. So we do read, we do look at things. And I say that just on that comment around the Gilgamesh stuff, because I know that there's a few folks out there feeling a little bit some kind of way.
Yeah, just be nice to Dangy on the Discord if you want your class to become God tier. Right.
Yeah, that's right. You be mean to me and it'll never happen. That's exactly, the way it works. Yeah.
Right. So what else do we have? Just kind of going back in the comments before we broke off.
Yeah. That's right. We asked people what do they want to talk about, and then we shut down the podcast, didn't we?
Yeah, because we didn't actually want to talk about what other people wanted to talk about.
That's right, Hurry Ham saying I'm being silenced around then. <Thank
you>. Well, we may as well talk about the mini event that's going on right now, the Cleric Ruins. Because this is something that I missed out on when I was taking a break.
Oh, that was during your break.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So I think I logged in like day one, it was March, picked up the Amadan pet, and then didn't touch the game for about 6 or 8 weeks.
You didn't even get a common version of the bow.
I didn't get anything. No.
The Swash community love that bow.
They did.
Yeah.
They probably still do. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, you'd be liking this month then. Every dungeon basically has stuff in it.
Absolutely. You know, get a spot, a couple of roosts, Mystic Caves. Mystic Caves are good right now. Like, probably Mystic Caves, even when there's no event going on, you've got a big range of mobs, a couple of highly desirable items, especially tier 10, Arisen Nagamaki, Swan Song. What about that guy who got 195% Swan Song on like literally day one when this thing
got forged it like instantly? Soul as loser, well.
I think. Of course, you got forged it.
I can't this believe month, that. Yeah, I guess this month.
Second
I
kill or something. That. Unreal.
Yeah, it was absurd. I think he's actually, hasn't he named it the like amount of kills that it took? It was like under 6 kills or something ridiculous. I saw that and shared it with the team because I couldn't believe that anyone had gotten it, let alone that quick. Because I don't know how many Madea you've done, but this thing doesn't drop. It doesn't drop every time, especially if you're not rocking luck gear. So that's going to be a challenge to grind out, which I thought was really cool. And then I see somebody with a 198 immediately. What a classic.
So, yeah, I'm picking up all of these little Wii All fans. A couple of nice ones. Bleeding Immunity, the bow, obviously, Amadan staff.
Good to have Bleed Immunity.
Yeah, you missed that. The Razor. Yeah, I just need pure bleeding. Cure bleeding all the way.
Yeah. Mate, okay. So, yeah, there's a few good items. And by the way, you've ruined them for me because now I only see them as IKEA, like, product names.
I quite like that one.
Yeah, that was good. That was funny. There's a great thumbnail as well. So Shab's got a video on these, and you should see the thumbnail at bare minimum.
From Moïse, the French Sons of Monarchy. I think he's the leader of that. That kind of French community there, but he also won the town planner event that you had running on Discord, right? We didn't talk about that. Design your own town. That was cool.
The events,
yeah,
mate. We've had a couple of events. You know, some of them less successful than others, but still come out with some pretty cool stuff from it. The town planner was like the first one that was done on Discord, and I'm going to do more of those. We've sort of got this interesting thing going on right now where we've got a little bit of a saturation point of focus, so people have got so many things to focus on that you gotta put your events. Originally I was like, oh sick, we're gonna do events all the time, we'll do them like weekly, or we'll do them, you know, at least once a month or at least once every 2 weeks. And then almost always there's something going on that people are focused on, so it's, you got to pick when you drop those ones. So got a couple lined up to ready to go. There'll be one that will either go up today or tomorrow on Reddit. Yes. Ooh. And then we'll have a Discord one sometime that is right. The Discord one's going to be a bunch of fun because it's going to be it's a scavenger hunt. So it's going to be something where we're getting people to chase certain items. And the cool thing with your inventory is it shows the date that something was acquired. So you can't just say, oh, I've already got one. So you need to
show that you picked up something. So this is like the Orna Bingo that we've been talking about doing in Orna Legends for a long time.
What have you talked about in Orna Legends, sorry?
Orna Bingo is basically very similar. Okay. You have like a sheet, like a checkboard, like rows, every going down, slightly more difficult things to get. So you need to kill a certain monster, find a certain item, do a certain thing in the game. Yeah, good fun. We haven't done it yet, cool to see. This is going on Discord, this scavenger hunt, is it?
Scavenger hunt will be Discord, and then we've got a bigger one that's... I don't think it's too much of a spoiler, because I think people already know because it was talked about in the newsletter, but it's based around designing like a trading card, an Orna trading card. With the obvious caveat that this is not something that we're using to create a trading card game ourselves or anything. It's just a fun exercise for people to... I mean, I don't know what Odie has planned in the future. He could do some cool things, but not the intent of this competition, but we'll look at doing one, and that will probably be one of the longer, like month-long ones to give the artists out there an opportunity to come up with some stuff, because artists do like to put their heart and soul into things. I'm not sure if you caught any of the videos that got made for the video contest. I know there wasn't a huge amount of entries, but some of them were very cool.
No.
Mate, as a content creator, you should check out a couple of these. But yeah, there was a JRPG one that won, and then there was another couple of cool ones, a couple of meme ones. A guy wrote a song and did some like recording in real life, and it was so cool. It was awesome watching that song. So yeah.
No, that's awesome. Was it you who selected the winner on that?
So the way that these work currently is the team collectively. We do a bit of a sit down and we go through what ones we like, or you know, so it's not just a one person thing, just to keep the subjectivity a little bit in check, I guess. But the whole team goes through it.
Are you going to tell us what's coming tomorrow on Reddit, or are you just going to wait for that?
That was the one that I said is a trading card one. So it's
designed. Oh, is it? Oh, you've already leaked it.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. So that one was already mentioned in the newsletter. So I think people would have known about it. So it's not too much of a leak. Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's a surprise, but just to hear it's coming already. And then 3 days later, or other realms,
with mate, so much of it. Yeah, well, I don't know what's in this one actually, so I couldn't even tell you preemptively what to expect. We do a thing where we talk about the ones that we think the community will like. I think the last couple have been ones that have been really popular raids, Yeah, I would expect that there'll be some fun stuff to go after. But the beauty of Other Realms is you can spend as much time there as you desire. If you don't desire all of the raids, then don't do all of them. But there should be at least something there for everyone.
How are you going to stop people photoshopping for Orna Bingo or Orna Scavenger Hunt?
Yeah, so that's an interesting one, because this is one that you might have to face the same challenge if you do the Orna Bingo. I was just going to get them to do a video submission, so they actually have to show going into their character player record, then showing the items and clicking on them individually and showing the dates, doing a bit of a scroll. I think that's the way to do it.
Are we going to expect the usual prizes, those in mnemonics, etc.? Scrolls?
I think there will be like marginal variations in those things, but typically they're the things that people actually will bother doing something for. Yeah. If you keep it to items that people aren't really overly interested in, then it starts to get a bit pointless. What the eventual goal is to look at doing a bit cooler stuff, like an accessory that might be called something slightly different in Godforged, but it doesn't give any extra bonus, right?
It's just like a cosmetic change kind of thing.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So want to do that sort of thing eventually, but obviously the focus is still on producing actual content rather than producing stuff for me to do little silly competitions. But then the larger ones that have happened on Reddit to date also usually include titles and sprites.
Yeah.
And the unique sprites that Coven comes up with for the contest winners are usually just nuts. They're so cool. He works with, quite often will work with the person who has won the competition to sort of ask them what they would like to see in it and go back and forward with them a little bit so it comes out as something that they really enjoy. I think the last one that was the follower one, because the living sword and alike were inspiration from the follower contest.
Right.
And that person had a sprite that was shown in the blog post. And then Wifeageddon's got one on the way, which got to see during this week, which looks really, really cool as well from the video contest. But yeah, they're the typical sort of prizes.
Well, looking forward to that. I think the scavenger hunt I might actually take part in. What could we do for that?
It'd be fun, and I'll look to try and split that over tiers so that it's not like just tier 10s get more opportunity to win, that there might be prizes at each tier.
Well, good idea. Tier 5 character, not going to find tier 10 gear very easily.
Yeah. Man. I'm talking too much. That's my thing, though, isn't it?
Talking normally, which is for all of us to hear already. This list is super long, by the way.
No, what haven't we talked about yet? So,
Orniversary? Oh,
mate. Yeah, so Orniversary, that was a bit of fun. See, Other Realms was the first proper, it was still kind of a test, but the one that was not the first one ran for a few hours, right? Like as a complete test to see what happens. And then the next one was meant to be an Orniversary thing. So we're running it on Orniversary because there's a bunch of people who are like, you know, I can't get out for Orniversary, so I'm stuck at home. So this is, you know, I don't get the benefit of all of this gauntlet stuff that other people do. It kind of sucks. So like, oh, let's do Other Realms because it'll be a good bit of fun. Originally slated for Orniversary with increased rewards. That was the plan. We were just like so jacked about giving people extra stuff. But then there was a fair bit of community feedback that, can you please not make it on the same day because I want to do both. So we ended up changing it. But there was another Realms meant for Orniversary.
It was pushed.
And then it turns.
Was it just pushed back one day? The following day? Yeah.
I think it was just the following day. Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty nice thing to do.
Yeah. I think we spoke. I don't know if it was. We mustn't have had a podcast going when our Orniversary rolled around, but you had a big Orniversary, right? Like you did a bunch of stuff.
When's Orniversary?
Sorry.
April, no? Orniversary. April 19th.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a couple of quality Concords, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a Legendary, I think a Superior, which I already had. But our last podcast, I think, was in February. So maybe we were just...
February or March, yeah.
Maybe we just had a Phantom podcast between ourselves, or commonly known as...
Maybe we just like spoke in text or something. I don't really know, but I feel like I remember that. Or I've made it up. I do that sometimes.
Episode 11.5.
So, do you know how many dungeons you got through with Orniversary?
I think it was roughly 150 or 140 or something crazy like that. I got like 230 million orns. I was quite tired at the end. But it was fun.
Yeah. Mate, speaking of Amity's, imagine if you had the one that increased your accessories effects going for Anniversary.
That's the next thing I need
That's the one you want?
Yeah, that's the next thing I'm targeting, because there is Amity's that increase your Ornn Gold experience, etc., but they're, if you have Band of Gods, those kind of pale in comparison to this Amity that increases the effectiveness of your accessories, especially if you've got quality, high quality Band of Gods. Yeah, if I get that Amity plus, inshallah, one day something better than a superior Band of Gods, I'll be
still on superiors.
Yeah, still on superiors, man. It's I mean, we should be careful what we talk about, because I know you're hunting a second Old Northern Crown, etc., but I wouldn't mind something better than this.
You can complain. You can complain about this, because I'm covered on the Band of Gods front. That's
yeah, but you are using a ash plumed headpiece, so you're happy, right? It's Godforge now as well.
I don't use that for my hard bosses. I use Lost and Jester and all that, but I have an ornate and a legendary Band of Gods, so I'm pretty set for Band of Gods, and I would love the accessory effects one. I do have a Amity that gives me 5% additional Ornns, but unfortunately it's got a really brutal downside, which is one of those ones, like, I think it's like either my ward has a chance to not work, which is like just a killer for hard boss dungeons, or one of those ones, you know, just one of those really challenging downsides. I'm like, I don't even end up using it because the risk is too great, but I would love the accessory effects one. Oh my goodness, that would be good.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, waiting for Anniversary 2023, I guess. Come back to that next year. Looking forward to it already.
Yeah. I'll have to find out from the team whether it's a reasonable expectation that going forward we have another realm sometime around Anniversary that has those increased rewards.
Yeah.
So no, that was intentional, nice, like for the one that we did, but I don't know if that's a going forward thing. That'd be pretty cool, I think, if there was that even if happening.
It's 25% or 50% extra drops. Not for everything maybe, but just for certain pieces, maybe around Christmas as well, around Eid, you know, these kind of happy events during the year. Keep us, you know, playing the game, etc.
I don't mind that idea.
Well, there's something else on this list, talking about anniversaries. There's going to be a new anniversary for the second game from Northern Forge Studios at some point.
How's that? Whole new game.
Heroes of Aethric, right?
So, yes. Hero of Aethric, I think.
Oh, Hero, of course.
Hero
right.
of Aethric.
No alts in this game.
Hero of
Aethric.
Hero of Aethric. Before I do the dangy thing where I just start talking endlessly, how was that announcement for you? What's the vibe? What's the vibe amongst Ornn Legends? What's the feeling?
Yeah, loads of hype. People were... I was expecting a video. I wanted to see a video. And okay, the video was good. I would have loved to see some gameplay during it. That would have just taken it to the next level. But seeing the map, the world map, it's very brown, by the way. But yeah, it was super good. And yeah, I mean, with what info we know about the game, I don't know how much you can share at the moment, but I can't wait to play it.
Yeah. I think that I can share some things, I hope. This is pretty cool, right? So one of the things that is super common in Ornn, as a new player enters the Ornnverse, you know, the lovely community that will...
You have the green light.
Sorry.
You have the green light to share some stuff from the man.
There we go. Look at that. How's that? So we have this common thing that comes up where you'll see, you know, every couple of days somebody say, how do I move in this game?
Oh, every day.
Right? You know, the classic, how do I move in this game?
I ask that sometimes on the regional chat. It's, actually, I got that from Yoshimitsu. Yoshimitsu, he was the OG UK mainland or UK region number one. He saw him. So I'm cracking that. I'm like,
yeah.
I love it. You know, people so, tell them, oh, you have to move outside.
So oh, do thanks. It deliberately. Such course, a troll. Yeah. Brilliant. You got to get your kicks somewhere, I guess. Yeah. So, you know, it's a common thing that comes up. We've got this game that attracts such a diverse group of people, a large audience. And what happens if it's entirely GPS-based is you cut off a big part of that for a long time because they can't play it as effectively as others, or there's not as much to do. And what we do want to do is we want to move into a world where we're developing more and more for GPS, right? So Amity's is the start of GPS things. We're going to create more things that are GPS-focused. But you want to also engage that crowd and you want to give them something to do. And this other game is an exciting way to do that. So if you think of a concept where it is a lot of what Orna is, there's some differences, like things won't be the exact same experience. You know, Orna's at its heart a competitive game, kind of. You know, there's some elements to it with a lot of the leaderboard stuff, a lot of the kingdom stuff, a lot of the territory control. There's some competition baked into it. Hero of Aethric will be a little bit less competitive. It'll also be one where you don't need to move around physically to play it. So you can take it on your phone and you can move around using, it's kind of a tap control one. So you tap where you go and your character okay. will color around. There's these cool spots. There's a map that is quite large and kind of unlocks as you go through this journey. The story's not exactly the same. So as things happen, you will unlock more and more elements of this map, and there'll be towns and there'll be, you know, dungeons mm-hmm. and monsters and bosses and all this sort of stuff to find in these different areas. The towns will be pretty cool because you'll be able to see other people in towns. You know, MMOs, I guess. Yeah, like seeing other people there. It's kind of cool. So
we literally see, you know, 1,000 people.
Sorry.
So we'll see like 1,000 people stood outside
Jotunheim. I don't imagine it'll work like that. I think that exactly how it works is still being worked out right now, like how many people, who those people are, because you've got to splice it some way, right? Is it just allies? Is it friends? Is it kingdom mates? Is it whatever? So there'll be stuff getting worked through like that, but you will be able to see other people, which is really, really cool. There's some different mechanics being sort of tried out there that aren't the same as Orna. I'm trying to think of a way to say this that's good, fun, teasery, but not super spoilery. Say maybe like trading-esque type things that have been asked for a long time by some people. So this game's, you heard me, esque-ish, I guess. I think that this game's got some really exciting things. The thing for me personally that is, what?
You're going to trade me your all-nothing crown?
I don't know if it'll work exactly like you might think when you hear that word, but
trading-esque-ish.
Yeah. I think it'll be a fun little thing that people will love to play around with, to be honest. The thing that I'm really excited for is that there's a future that exists with that game where you can sit there playing, say, on your phone while you're at work, or you're out at a party, or you're out just walking about, whatever, you can play on your phone and then you can come home. And the idea is that this will be able to be played on different platforms at some point in time. So you might be able to go home, turn on your PC and play this game as well.
Yeah, I'd love to have that running on the side.
Right. So this is a really big deal. And what's also awesome as a concept with this game is that it's going to be much more streamable or whatever from home. Say you want to sit at home and do a couple of hours of streaming your favorite game, it might be a bit easier doing it in this game than it would necessarily in Orna, because you can't really move around. So there's some cool stuff about it. And the greatest thing about it is that the content that gets created for one should work pretty well across both. So in terms of like events and everything like that, we should be able to create all this so that everything lands for both games. So there's there's a lot of cool things about it.
Yeah, simultaneous development. That's the term I read on the blog post, which is exciting. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean like you're splitting half of your development time on only one game. And I think the first day on the new Discord server, a lot of people were maybe questioning that. But if they'd actually read the blog post, they would see, okay, a lot of content is going to go side by side in both games.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that we've got to remember as well is that this is not a one-man show like Orna has been for the largest portion of its life. So there are other people on deck to help with this stuff. So it's not like something's going to die. And there's a lot of stuff that's coming to Orna already that I know that's in the pipeline, and a lot of stuff that we want to do. So that game's not stopping anytime soon. And like I said, GPS is something that we're also quite passionate about getting more stuff in. It is a real challenge when you've had 2 years worth of people growing up in a world where they weren't allowed to walk around too much to develop too much GPS content. But now we're starting to hit that point where we're allowed to push into that a little bit more, and it is going to be good to have this other game there for people who are ultimately super against GPS for whatever reason. They can get that core experience playing in a way that's a non-GPS
version. You said in the first sentence, maybe when we were talking about this, the fact that people start playing the game, they realize they have to walk outside. And you know, when you first start playing Orna, the biggest benefit you get through progression is in fact going outside, because before you're building up wave vessels, playing with other people, you get access to more wave vessel spots. You know, there's a whole portion of the game where if you're outside playing, even just walking, biking, and then of course in moving vehicle, your progression is way, way faster than sitting on the couch and killing monster spawns. Even though those monster spawns are infinitely spawning, unlike other certain GPS game, you know, if you do go out and access GPS gameplay, your progression is boosted. So there must be, I don't know what the numbers are going to be, obviously, but maybe your man knows. But there must be so many people pick up the game, think it's fun for a couple of days, but realize, I'm not going to play this outside or whatever. Whereas, in fact, if there's a version of Orna where the world map is accessible and it's not GPS based, and they like that RPG style, either whether they like turn based or not, but they like the fact that they can progress a character over weeks, months, and invest time and see their power growing to insane heights, you know, picking up an old Northern Crown and a second one, etc. I think there must be so many people that, it's what I'm hoping for, that bring so many more people to the game, to the Orna world, Ornaverse, as you call it.
Yeah, so, I genuinely hope so. I think that you nailed one thing that, you know, it's pretty hard for me. Like, I don't know any analytics on this stuff, but anecdotal evidence is watching people talk in various places, right? And even if I try to force my friends to play this game because I just love this product so much that I'm out there just guerrilla advertising like crazy. If they don't understand going into it that the best way to play it is to move about, you know, to play it while you're active, while you're outside, while you're maybe sitting in the passenger seat, or you're taking your bus to work, or you know, you're whatever. If they don't see that there's bosses at home, or they don't run into the quest monsters they need as frequently, or whatever, then it makes sense that they don't always engage super quickly. So having a way to explore might hit those players in a good way.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited to do. Explore the world map. Because it looks cool. Looks a bit brown though. It.
Oh, that's it's more colourful than that. The play area. Okay. The play area is definitely more colourful than that. I mean, the trailer you touched on it. This is very much a teaser, right? This is a classic way of dishing things out. You just do super light touches and make it go to ultimate speculation. That server, we've created it and I've sort of just left it there and not really answered anything and let people just go wild with speculation in any channel that they want. It's good fun.
I would love the world map to have just like highlights of color, because it looks super cool with the brown and, you know, at least the medieval feel, but yeah, some highlights of color, that would be the only thing. And, you know, maybe in a few months when this thing goes live, because you're expecting it to go live this year, so within 4 months-ish. Yeah, that's the only thing I would say on the trailer, what I've seen. But yeah, I'm super excited to play it.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that there will be alphas and beta periods before anything goes live.
Testing.
Yes, testing. We have a bunch of patrons as well, I know, who have subscribed, and one of the things on that patron tier 3 is about getting access to Northern Forge games early. So there'll be opportunity through that Patreon to get into an alpha program at some point, I believe. That's pretty exciting. But yeah, I mean, like, this game is awesome. It's going to open up the opportunity to engage a whole different player base, and then Orna's just going to keep being as good as it is right now. You know, you're going to keep getting new content all the time. Like I've talked about, we're going to do some more GPS stuff. It will be GPS optional, of course, because there is just so much ways to play it currently. We've heard some people say things like, oh, so they're going to shut down Way Vessels now that they've got their non-GPS game. No. Not happening. Way Vessels are not just going to go from the game. That's not going to happen for Orna. So, you know, there's nothing that we're just going to do one day to just shut off the non-GPS parts of Orna. It will continue being the product that it is. It's going to get some more GPS stuff, which people, I think you're in this camp, Shab. I know that I am. I love anything that I can do to get out and play the game. So that's going to be awesome. But then,
yeah,
all of the same content is going to be worked into a way to work in Hero of Aethric as well. So anything that we create that might be GPS, we'll work out a way to get it functioning in Hero of Aethric too.
Awesome. Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. I'd personally love to play it as soon as possible.
No doubt. Would you stream it, do you think? Is that something
because
you've streamed Orna before, right?
Thing with Orna is you have to play on the phone, and then you have a cable with you copy the screen to the PC.
Yeah,
it's just a bit awkward, and like streaming directly from your phone is not so good either. You can't really see chat or anything like that. So
yeah,
what about playing this on like BlueStacks? Because assuming it doesn't go directly to PC, you can't spoof in this game, right?
Yeah.
So we can play on BlueStacks.
I think that the non-official answer, because there's no terms of service that I can direct you to just yet on this, and I don't know that all that stuff's been worked out. I would imagine that the answer is yes to that. We've talked about it internally about the way that people could access it. Mm. And at the moment, the most official answer is we want it on more platforms.
Yeah.
That's the most official answer. And then the more specific one will come when we're very clear on it. We don't want to be preemptive on what we tell people and then back out of it, I guess. So I think that it might be something that's reasonable to expect, especially with a couple of the newer devices in Apple's case. I think any of the M11 or A11 chips, or I always forget what the chip name is, and then Windows 11. I think they both have native support for like Android and stuff in there. So,
yeah, I believe Windows, if you are based in the US or outside the US as a developer, you can put Android apps on it. But
yeah.
Yeah, not everywhere.
I mean, like, I don't know if this really answers it, but our dream is that people can be playing on their phone.
Yeah.
Then go home to their PC.
Log in.
And load it up.
Cross-platform.
So that's the dream. So how we make that happen is not entirely certain right this second, but that's what we want.
Cool. Yeah. Yep. I mean, overall, I'm really excited to play.
Yeah, I am too.
Ah, he must have played it, right?
I've had a little bit of a toy, but I want to play the full production release, right? Yeah.
Get started.
Right. But yeah, very, very, very excited. So I get a little bit chuffed when I see the buzz around it, and just like anything that we sort of tease in as vague a way as we possibly can, I just love the guessing that goes on. It's so fun. Sometimes people are spot on. Sometimes they are so off, like so wrong. It's just brilliant though. The speculation is awesome. And I know people, like I know I've personally, I've been getting a few suggestions and feedback on what we should do with the game, and my general answer to that right now is maybe we'll wait until there's an alpha and you can see what's in it, and we'll start taking those suggestions on what to change, because there might be things that are happening not the way that you expect, but we will definitely have spaces to provide feedback and whatever once we go through our alpha processes and whatever.
Awesome. Can't wait for that.
Yeah. Time to hydrate.
Yeah. Hero of A3.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Project really interesting. A.
Oh, yeah. Project A. Project A. Where is Aethric? Is that the World of Orn? Is that the Orniverse? Is that what it's called? Aethric?
So I would say that these worlds exist within the same nearly universe, I guess. Aethric is a continent. I'd say a continent. Right. So something here, I don't know how teasery this is, but I imagine that people would come to this conclusion themselves. It's like on a set map, which is large, right? Yeah, like you're not going to get through that. Yeah, so you're not going to get through that quickly. Big map. But it does offer up the opportunity to expand that in different ways too down the line.
Yeah, so you can go to the corner of the map and you have an expansion, Hero of Aethric 2.
Yeah, good ad stuff. It's sick. Yeah. I love it.
Oh. Right. Any further comments, Danny?
I don't know. I always have further comments, but I think that that's probably a good spot to leave that one. No, I think that that's there's going to be more and more stuff coming out. We'll probably end up talking. I hope that we do this podcast with some sort of regularity again, so hopefully we can talk about stuff as it comes up. But I imagine there's going to be more and more little teasery things happen over time regarding Hero of Aethric. So anyone who doesn't know, there is a Discord server set up for that game, a Northern Forge Studios run one. I know that Orna Legends, I think you've already followed the announcements channel for that server, Shab on Orna Legends. So I imagine all the Orna Legends peeps will see if there's game announcements coming from that server. But
probably
there is. There is a server that exists. It's in the game announcements channel. There's a link to it in the Orna Discord. I don't know if I maybe feed you that link and you can attach it to the comments of the video when it eventually goes live or something.
Check the description to join the Hero of Aethric Discord.
Yeah. So go ahead.
No, I presumably, initially you'll share announcements across both servers.
Yeah, we'll try and get a bit of a saturation going so that people are aware. I mean, a bunch of our Orna players are going to be interested in what's going on there, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pretty sure that'll be the case. Yeah. Be interesting to see, I don't know, in like 2 years or in 3 years, which server has more people on it.
Yeah. I'm curious. We were tossing up between like just adding sections to the Orna Discord, or doing a whole different one. But the whole game, it's likely to have a little bit of a different vibe to what Orna does. And I don't know if you've seen like the server's kind of structured differently to what the Orna server is, especially with roles and whatever. So interested to see how it plays out over time.
Good luck.
Ah.
I'm sure it'll be awesome.
Thank you. On the whole, people are super lovely in our community, and I hope that would continue with the next game.
Yeah, on the whole, yeah. The vast majority of people are sound as fuck.
That's it. That's it.
All right. Well, can't wait for a Hero of Aetheric. There's probably a few topics we missed in the last, over the few months, but Danny, you've been great to get back on this with yourself. And as you said, yeah, pretty sure the next one won't be 6 months away. Well, I'm pretty keen to get this going regularly again.
Love that. I would love that. Would the people love that? Chat, you guys would love that, right? There's people showing up. There's 35 people here right now. That's pretty cool. I'd love to keep doing that. And maybe the next one we have a bit more opportunity to go through a bit more in detail, like the summoner class that's coming and whatever else might be there. We'll be in September. There'll be stuff to talk about.
Like in any detail, because that's already, like, patrons already have access testing that, playing that.
Yeah.
I've seen quite a lot of stuff already, so can't wait to get my hands like on that with my main character.
That's a good one to talk in the next podcast then, because there might be a few more things that are a little bit more fleshed out by then. New class line, exciting.
We've mentioned a few times how responsive you guys and like how quick you are to make certain changes, but like I was following when this went live, 2 days ago, maybe? Summoner? Well, not live, but like for the test client. And like it came out, had like 200 HP, 2k HP as a tier 10 character. And I was like, what? What is that? People saying, I can't play this. It's no health. And then like a few hours later or in the morning, and like you've already changed a bunch of stuff, upgrade the stats, upgrade the health. You know, taking on that feedback already. So, yeah, pretty usual process for you guys. And it's probably, we are probably a bit spoiled with how responsive you guys are, but that's why, that's why I'm here still 3 years later. And I know why, it's why a lot of other people are. A lot of people really appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved watching Odie. He was super active as that dropped, and you know, like that's that sort of stuff, so interesting, like when you get a peek behind the curtain of how that sort of stuff operates, because it very much lands with I expect that there's going to be a bunch of things that we'll get feedback on, probably this is the stuff that I sort of expect we'll get feedback on. You can't go and drop something that's overpowered and everyone goes, yeah, perfect, leave it as is. You need to drop it with something that it's not going to be perfect. You expect it might not be perfect, but you could land it and everyone could go, oh, this is actually brilliant. Then you don't really need to change too much, but you might have some expectations about things. And then naturally people start commenting on the things that the team expected would happen anyway. That's why a lot of those changes can seem like they're super quick. It's because it's sort of like, okay, this is what I think we'll do if we get stuff based around this, you know? So it's all usually pretty well thought out, which is cool. But yeah, I mean, you haven't had a chance to play with it yet. I've played around with it and it's a good bit of fun, having a bunch of different things hovering around you. Yeah. And I think that there'll be opportunity to just, you know, add in new skills with new summons at later dates, and then can't wait to see what gear comes for it and how that might affect the summoner class line. And then passive effects in Amities that might affect it as well. There's just so much opportunity for that to be a really interesting way to play the game. And it starts not from tier 10.
Tier 7, down.
Right? Tier 7, 8, 9, and 10, yeah.
4 classes. That's awesome.
Mm. With six sprites, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I was getting those the Northern Seer vibes, but, can't wait to see the sprite vibe for it, actually.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Oh, does it?
It looks so cool. Yeah. Coven is a genius.
Well, are you going to show us or not?
Right now? Oh, I mean, like, I don't even have it to show it anyway, but it'd be I think that one is just one that should go live when the class goes live, because it should be just like any of the other classes. You can buy a class sprite pack.
Yeah, it's not going to be event locked, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So that one, that one does look really, really cool though.
Do you have a expected timeline for that to go live? Because it was really surprising, like a few days ago, Summoner is live for testing.
Yeah, I personally don't, only because sometimes this stuff gets a little bit, gets ready a little bit quicker than I even anticipate. I try to put stuff in the newsletter where I can to give people a little bit of a heads up of what to expect for the month. But then sometimes, you know, kinks that existed might have been worked out, and it's like, all right, let's test it, because you want to test things before you go live with them. So this one probably did come a little bit quicker than I anticipated as well. But hopefully it's soon. The post that Odie made was that we're going to try and get it out by next month.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yes, whole new class.
Class line. Half a class line. Half a full class line. Pretty good.
So cool. So cool.
All right, Dang, are you going to be in Nether Realms next week?
Hey, of course. I can't wait to see the screenshot of all the different sprites that people are wearing, because there's been probably a few drops since that last Other Realms.
Yeah, I'm going to try to spoil you.
Yeah, I think I got a few messages from the last one where it was just like, I was in a raid with Dangy. It's always so fun. But yeah, I can't wait for Other Realms. I just get so giddy seeing so many people on my screen at once. Yeah, and then I just do this thing where I just check profiles. I'm going through and clicking, oh, it's somebody from the other side of the world.
That's why I'm excited for the Hero of Aetheric as well, to see. Hopefully I'll be able to see so many people in one spot, you know, feels alive.
I have dreams for it. I hope that you can see people, you click on them and you go invite to party, and then you can do stuff together and whatever. So hopefully we can get something working with the cool thing, you know, working with this team, and that I think our player base is well aware of, is that things will go through iterative change definitely as well. Mm-hmm. So they'll try to get something working on it, and they'll no doubt improve it over time as well.
Sweet. Well, Dang, been a pleasure as always. Been really great to get back chatting with you, chatting with chat, and hopefully everybody had fun the live, and you're watching this afterwards, and come speak to Dangy. He's very responsive. If you've got any questions, blah, blah, blah. Myself as well. But, so, Other Realms, the next one is 4 days, roughly, almost to the hour, actually, from when we're speaking right now. So we'll see you there, Dang it.
Yeah.
Hopefully you see a bunch of you guys as well.
Thanks so much, Shab. This has been awesome. A lot of fun. Thanks so much. And, as Shab said, any questions, shout, and thanks for joining us today.
All right. So we'll see you in Other Realms, and then otherwise we'll see you on the next Arisen podcast, episode 13. That will be very soon. All right. Thanks, guys.
Ciao. Bye.
Bye.